smacking a child's off in the first form of child abuse. That's what some experts are claiming. Recent comments from the presidential candidate, Texas Senator Ted Cruz, has sparked fresh debate about smacking. Cruz said he spanks his 5-year-old daughter when she tells lies. Lynette Burrows, Fionnuala Meredith with us on this one. So, obviously, this has come up in the presidential candidate debates, Lynette. What do you think? Morning to you.
I think there's something very unexceptional about it, don't you? But, of course, you can expect little flocks of academics to be released from their cells to come and make asinine comments about it. But it's perfectly normal, I would have thought, very much in line with what Freud said, that what a child is given mild punishment for, it soon comes to realise is not right. And that's what parents are trying to do.
I see someone here from a medical university saying spanking is akin to abuse. It takes a toll on a child's mental health and teaches children that physical violence fixes problems.
Yeah, well, that's just one person's opinion. You can get some very strange opinions. But the weight of overwhelming public experience is to the contrary, that actually badly behaved, undisciplined children are a bit of a menace to themselves and everybody else, and it's much better. A quick smack puts them back in line.
Fionnuala?
Oh, look, you can't stand up and say that smacking is a good thing. I mean, there's always a better way. You know, you've got to think, also, what is a smack? You know, we're talking a lot about smacking, but what is it exactly? You know, is it a light tap on the leg or the wrist? Well, that's one thing. You know, if you give it occasionally, it's not the end of the world. But, you know, what about a hard blow with an open hand and that's delivered often to the child? That's a whole other thing. I'm sure we've all been in the position where you've been in a supermarket or somewhere like that and you see a parent hook up their child by the wrist and give them a good slap around the legs, and it is kind of horrible to watch. I think there's always a better way.
I don't think there is. I think the alternatives. I mean, pain is a gift of nature. Can you imagine trying to watch a child learning to walk at 2 years old if it didn't feel any pain? It's what guides them every step of the way.
Who inflicts the pain, though?
What?
We're talking about who is inflicting the pain.
I know you're talking about the parent who is responsible for the child, who loves it most in all the world, and in most cases would cheerfully die for their child. You can trust them. Otherwise, what's the point in giving them the vote if you can't trust them even to bring up their own children without the help of some asinine expert from somewhere? No, parents have got it right.
I do think there's a lot, but you know, parents, what kind of generalisation is that? I do think there's a lot to be said for trusting parents. I'm not into a sort of a smacking ban. I don't think the state needs to be teaching parents what to do. Mm. But having said that, I don't think you can automatically assume that smacking is just whoop-de-doo. Yeah, that's a great answer. Anytime I smacked my kids when they were little, I felt pretty bad about it. I always thought I could have done better.
Well, you know, the alternative, which is nagging, I think is much worse. It's a form of
bullying. That's the only alternative? Nonsense. You're saying you've only got nagging or smacking? Nagging or smacking? Oh, come on. There's far more alternatives than that. You can say, right, well, you're not getting these sweets. You're not going to go on that trip. There's all sorts of sanctions.
Well, yes,
only nagging or smacking.
Yes, but you know, this is your opinion about it, and other people diverge from your opinion.
Sure,
and,
that's what we're talking
about. You have some sort of humility about it and say, well, my experience is that I felt bad and I smacked them. Most parents feel that it was justified, and so do children.
Sorry, do you speak for most parents? I don't claim to speak for anyone except myself.
Well, I express an opinion that's also expressed by most parents, let's put it that way.
How do you prove that?
Well, they've had endless surveys, at least in this country, when they were talking. Endless surveys about it. I mean, this was a debate that went on in England 20 years ago, and they had took serious steps to try to ban it.
Show me the evidence.
Okay. Lynette, thank you. Fionnuala, thank you.